adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim are dramatized for radio from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the big comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. On the edge of the Borneo jungle, the hidden pirate camp of Harvey Brandt is a scene of nervous energy. In one room of the tiny jungle cabin, the despondent figure of Shanghai Lil formulates a thousand subtle plans for revenge for the life of Jungle Jim, whom Brandt and his men think they've sent to the bottom of the Java Seas. Brandt and Smithers are anxious to divide their ill-gotten gains before one of their chief victims, the merchant trader Lee Wong, catches up with them. They are in the cabin, talking over plans.
Any word from Singapore, Smithers?
Not at all, sir.
Well, Smithers, we may think we were smooth tying up with that Chinese shipping company of Wong's and then playing pirate with his ship. But anything we thought of will be a mere parlor trick compared to what that Oriental has already planned for us, if he catches us.
You think he knows who the ghost of the Java Seas is, then?
When Lil and I left Singapore, he chased us all the way to the airport.
Yes, you said that.
We got away that time, but the next...
And I ain't wanting to be tortured in one of those painted junks the blighters sail these seas.
No. Now wake up deep in the poppy-scented chambers of one of their smoking dens.
He's worse than Jungle Jim.
We're going to shake them all, Smithers. We're dividing the swag and heading for America. And Lil is going with us. He's had enough of the Orient.
Funny thing, sir. I always thought she was kind of sweet on Jim. That is, until we told her to send him to the bottom of the sea. You notice how she took that, sir?
Yeah. Like a personal victory.
Exactly, sir.
She met Jim in northern China, and she was the brains behind a group of Chinese warlords.
Oh, they got mixed up together.
Yeah, and she helped him put down a revolution. And I think she loved him then. But Jungle Jim is not a woman's man. He didn't have any time for her. So her love turned to hate.
The fury of a woman scorned.
She not only sent him that cobra, she plotted several other ways.
Oh, but it took the sub to send him to the bottom of the sea.
Speak of the lady and her scrum. Let's not bring the subject up unless she does.
Right, sir.
Come in. Come in.
Am I in the way?
Not at all. Come in, Lil.
Yeah. How do you like this, living in the jungle?
It's slow. I've been hoping some mandy-beak tiger would come along and create a little excitement.
Well, excitement, eh? There's plenty of that in the jungle, eh?
Well, how does one go about persuading a little of it to creep out where it can be seen?
Oh. Do you remember the native boy who carried the water to you last night?
Yeah.
Oh, now, don't scare us, Smithers.
She wanted excitement, sir. We had it during the night. He's gone this morning.
An animal got him?
A human animal, ma'am. The jungle is full of cannibals.
That's what you said, but I haven't seen any.
Very few ever do, my dear, and live to tell about it.
Why, Smithers could take care of him. He took care of Jungle Jim, didn't he?
I did that, ma'am.
In any case, we're getting out of here soon.
What's the hurry? Jim's out of the picture.
We ain't heard from Singapore since Monday.
Wong may be on our trail.
Wong? Oh, you wouldn't run from him, would you?
Well, we're not inviting trouble.
You know, if he really is on your trail, it doesn't make any difference. You're finished. There's nothing in the world like the patience of a Chinese. He'll follow you across 7 continents and down through 10 generations.
Blimey now, you're a cheerful one, ain't you?
We took care of Jim, didn't we?
Sure, sure. Except Wong is probably being guided by the ghost of Jungle Jim.
Oh, I say now, I don't like this talk.
Maybe we'll have some excitement here after all.
Not till Wong locates us. And by boat or plane from Singapore, it's
boat
more...
or plane?
There's no coming through the jungle.
Oh, did you know? Wong was a student in Tibet once.
Tibet?
How old do you think he is?
What difference does it make?
I should have warned you, Brandt. In the lamasuries of Tibet, there's no such thing as time and space. They've learned the secret of...
I've heard some of the old fellas live on almost forever.
I was with the warlords of northern China, and we used to use students from Tibet as messengers.
Messengers?
Because they could travel hundreds of miles in 1 second.
What are you making all this up for, Lil?
I thought you knew.
Knew what?
The secret of Wong. Why, he could be here in this cabin in the jungle right now if he wanted to.
She's balmy, sir.
Look, here, are you all right, Lil? You talk like you had jungle fever.
I never felt better in my life.
If he could do all that, why doesn't he pop in?
Wong's Oriental. He'd rather wait. Suspense is his form of torture.
I don't know your game, Lil. But you're either trying to kid us or you're crazy. Let me tell you this. If Wong ever catches up with us, we'll put him with Jungle Jim.
On the bottom of the Java Sea.
I wonder if Wong is here now, listening to you two talk.
Not so very far away in the Borneo jungle, Kolo and Jungle Jim are making their way to a thatched village of brown-skinned natives.
We're almost there, Kolo. The drums sound like they're coming from that clearing ahead.
Tuan, remember natives are cannibals.
I wish I could forget it. Kolo, we've been in some tight places, but none worse than this.
Yes. Kolo, keep guns ready.
Here's the camp. Say, it's quite a village.
Chief, coming to talk with Tuan.
You do the talking, Tuan. I want to be free to watch these jungles around us.
Soa Lila, Saw.
Tango Lili, Wasco.
Tell him we'll give him a lot of gadgets, food, and guides for some time.
Bonongul Gawa Tinong No Galwelna.
Nongule Tinongo, Zibola.
You say great hunter Jungle Jim and Kolo spend night here. Talk things tomorrow.
Yeah, if we're alive tomorrow. Ask him how far it is to the nearest white settlement.
Do. Golanongwa Giwawa.
Uwaya. Obunong.
He says close nearby. White men come like birds and fish.
Airplane and submarine. That's Brandt.
Nongwa. Olili. Anu. Welna.
Nong. Nong Soli El Yo Welna.
Chief asks why we are asking about the white man. He wants to know why we go with these evil men. I tell Chief we are not their friends, but come to punish them. Ask his help.
What'd he say?
He's thinking now.
Nong Golo Sino Mo. Diboa.
Chief say, must spend night. Tomorrow we talk.
I guess we'd better take the chance.
Yo, Lutinonga Boa.
Oh, yo.
We follow Chief Tuan.
If this is a mistake, Holo, boy, I'm telling you, it's a bad one.
All village, watch us closely.
This silence.
Tuan. See heads on roofs.
Those skulls are cannibal trophies.
Many, all around.
Yes. Yeah. If we keep our heads, Kolo, maybe we'll keep our heads.
Ah! Hilo, say nong, wobaya, please.
Nong wo. We go inside here.
Well, we're here.
Yes, Tuan, for now.
We're prisoners, Kolo.
Maybe. Maybe he will help Tuan in morning.
If they do help us, we can capture the Brandt camp here in Borneo.
If they do not help.
Well, we'll see.
Does Tuan know what dance cannibals have?
It's either a wedding, a war, or a death dance.
Back in Brandt's camp, Lil is alone in her room in the jungle hideout.
Come in.
Hello, oh. Honey.
Come in, Harvey.
I've been looking for you.
Sit down.
Now, what was the idea of that weird story you were telling about war?
I know you thought I was crazy. But, Harvey, I've spent a lifetime in the heart of the most amazing and mysterious land on Earth. I've seen things happen in the East.
Now, don't start that all over. We're going to get out of all this, all right. We're leaving just as soon as we've settled our accounts. But, Say, baby, you've been crying.
No. No, I haven't.
What in the world? Say, Jungle Jim's death couldn't...
Don't be silly.
But you have been crying.
I just don't feel very good.
Then you've been... It must be Jungle Jim.
No, no.
He's dead, kid, at the bottom of the Java Sea. Tears now.
It's not him. I'm scared, Harvey.
Scared?
Of Wong.
Oh, okay, kid. Go ahead and get it out of your system. Why, we'll be gone before he gets
here. Oh!
What's the matter, Lil?
Harvey!
Oh, cut that out.
It's too late, see?
What's this? Chinese character.
Let me look. It's hard to translate. It means something is happening slowly. Something inevitable has started to happen.
Where did this come from? It wasn't on the table when I came in just now. Oh, that's funny.
What?
The paper it's written on. It's a blank shipping bill from one of Wong's shipping books.
Wong?
But Wong's in Singapore. This is impossible.
Nothing's impossible to the patient Oriental.
You think Wong is responsible for this?
I think something inevitable has started to happen. Harvey, I wouldn't be in your shoes for anything in the world.
What is the fate of Jungle Jim and Kolu, prisoners in the cannibal camp in the heart of the Borneo jungle? What of this strange tale of mystery and magic told by Shanghai Lil? The Chinese character, the Li Wong shipping book, the hint of Tibet, the ominous inevitability that has started to happen. What will happen as the hours roll by? The Adventures of Jungle Jim are dramatized for radio from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the big comic supplement distributed each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Every Sunday, the Comic Weekly brings to you the world's largest selection of full-color comics and adventure stories. Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, The Little King, Toots and Casper, The Adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim, all are to be found in the Comic Weekly in full color every Sunday. They are in your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Do not forget further exciting radio adventures of Jungle Jim next week. Same time, same station.